الله على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. بار دیگه درود بجه محمد و آل محمد پر. اللهم صل على محمد و آل محمد. فاتحه. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، اياك نعبد و اياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بار دیگه درود بھیجے گا محمد و آل محمد پر. اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، سيما بقية الله في الأرزين. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا. درود بجا محمد وآل محمد پر. Alhamdulillah, He blessed us with the relationship which we have with Ahlul Bayt, with the contact which we have with Ahlul Bayt. To thank Allah for this great blessing, Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. As every blessing will be asked and we have to give answer in front of Allah, what we did with every blessing which we have in our life, I think the greatest question will come regarding the religion, the ideology which we have. And we can see how many sacrifices have been offered for this great religion. Thousands of prophets, and then Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, 11 generations of those purified people, they all sacrificed their lives to spread this message. And now we are those from some few people who could get this message. Should not we be asked for this great blessing? Millions of people laid their life. Thousands of people were killed. And we in this generation are responsible for everything. We are responsible to spread this message. We are responsible to make others understand the beauty of this religion, the first thing which we need is our own practice. No one can spread this religion without practice. I tried to explain this for many time here in English and in Urdu, that if we have 40% of the religion, we cannot give 41. If we have 50% of the religion, we cannot give more than what we have in our own self. So here you are in this city of Mombasa and in this country of Kenya. You want to spread the message of Ahlul Bayt, should start from your own self. Look how many commands we have followed and what we have not followed. In the best case, you will give them what you have followed. Otherwise, it is always less than what we have followed. Because we are not perfect in our actions, in our beliefs, in our deeds. So, all responsibility comes to us. So if you are looking at those people, and Alhamdulillah, you and your previous generations were there for so many time. And if you see, we could not spread it. I think we should count our own self. The accountability should come to our own self. Why we could not do this? What was the problem? Al-yawm akmaltu lakum deenakum, atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. The deen was perfect. The message was perfect. Those people who did not have any good message, lots of problems in their messages, lots of issues which they could not solve, they are spreading their religion. And here we are. And they don't have imama. We had the imama. Someone said about Shia that this is the only sect on earth who claims that this sect still has connection with the heavens through their imam. No one claims this, what we are claiming. No one says that they have their innocent imam still living. Only we. Christians, Jews, Muslims, none of the Muslim sect, only you and we claiming it. So only we have this door open to have the blessing of Allah, and this contact is still here. So should not we be more responsible? Ahl Sunnah are just waiting for the birth of their Imam. We are not waiting for his birth. He is here. He is looking at us. And in fact, he is the one who is waiting for us. When we will be ready. And then he will appear. And we don't know what sorrow and grief he would have been facing. One of those who were listening to our speeches from Canada, I think, through a friend sent me an email, he or she said, I was praying for this. Oh Allah, can I share the grief of my Imam? He should have grief. He should have sorrow. And today was Friday. Many Urafa explained why we feel sorrow and grief before Maghrib on Friday. Why it happens? And it happens everywhere. In this special time of Maghrib, before Maghrib, one hour before Maghrib, you will feel something happening here. They said, why this thing happens? They said, this is the time when your Imam is in high level of grief and sorrow. Because you have some sort of connection with your Imam, you can feel something which is happening. If he is happy, you will be happy. And that's how they explain how it comes that I have no reason to be happy, but I'm happy sometimes. And I have no reason to be feeling the grief, but I'm feeling the grief. Why this happened? They said, because of your connection with Imam. So that friend said, I asked Allah to give me the blessing, I could share the grief of Imam. He or she said, I was going to bed, and all of a sudden, I thought that a mountain has been laid on my heart. She said, the pressure was so high and I was going to be killed. And then I heard a voice, you are trying to share the grief of your imam? Can you feel it? Can you share it? And she cried, yes, no, I cannot. This is beyond my power. I cannot feel it. Then this burden was lifted. I don't know if that could happen to us. We could have felt what was happening with our imam. To say to our imam that we are trying to be with you. We are trying to be ready to help you. Though I know we are not ready. But just to tell him that we are trying to be with you and trying to be ready for in this cause and to ask his blessing, to ask his prayer, that might be a day come when our names were included in the list of his prayers. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. But I know this should be a very difficult job. That we could get such an status in front of our imam that he pray for us. If that can happen, some people are here in this world still living, they are getting the prayers of imam. But we have to do more. And during last days I was trying to pave the way for this status. Though I started with pleasures, I said, you want to get pleasure in your life, you want to get satisfaction, I started from here. But I tried to explain that even if you are beyond pressure, you are looking for pleasures and you are looking for satisfaction in your life, the way comes from what Islam has explained. There are no two ways of success. There is only one way. So be straight. Don't hide yourself. Help others, pray for others, try to give something. Always try to pray for others. And one more rule which I could identify, that if you have something in your mind which is good and you see not too many people going to help you if you try it, then I will say, don't go back. Just do what you can do. Even if it was only 5% of the total job. So if you are looking for a target which is very big, you cannot do this alone, and not too many people looking at this and going to help you, you play your own part. Even if it was only 5% of the job, do it. If you were sincere and this was the thing which have to be done by someone, Allah will help you. He will send too many people because of your sincerity. And one more thing, if you look at someone sincere, doing something sincerely, share something from yourself with him. Do something. This will give you a lot of blessing. So what is the rule? What the rule says? It says that if you are looking someone doing something very sincerely, this is not your priority. For example, I have a list of priority in my time, in my life, and in my priority list it comes on the 9th stage. For this guy, this is on top. He is doing this sincerely because he thinks that this should be done on top of his priority. In my list it is on 9th, but it is here. I should do something for him. At whatever minor it was, do something for him. Because Allah will ask you. You saw him doing something very sincerely, and it was the job which had to be done. You are aware of it. Why you did not help him? Go help him. If it can be done through your, through financially, okay, do something. If you can spare 5 minutes for him, spare some time. Just only this thing which you can do very easily is spread his message, what he is doing. You can do this at least. You can talk. You cannot spare money, you cannot spare time, but at least you can talk. So wherever you are sitting, explain to people, this guy is doing wonderful job. At least this is your share in his good job. So I feel I'm responsible to say who are doing good. So look at your community. Many people are doing good job. Share with them. Whatever you can do, if someone is spreading the message of Ahlul Bayt to other people, share them. You have many, alhamdulillah, good people who are working. Try to convince yourself to do something. You have a very big field of jobs. When someone, I do believe that Imam is very close to appear. I have somehow explained it, but I do believe it is very near. Though I cannot say that in detail, explain this in very much very detail, but okay. You cannot say everything every time, but it should be very close. Now if it is very close, sometimes people say that, okay, we are only 1.3 billion Muslims and we have 5 billion people not even Muslims. I do feel that those who will help Imam may not be in the shape of Muslims now. They may be somewhere else. This is our job to reach them and come together. That guy may be a Christian now because he have not heard the message. We have not reached to him. This is our responsibility to take the message and go towards them. This is what Holy Prophet did. Amirul Mumineen in Nahjul Balagha said a sentence about the Holy Prophet. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Sallu ala Muhammad. He said he was tabibun dawarun bitibbihi. He was a doctor and moving around with his medicines. Tabibun dawarun bitibbihi. He was not waiting for the patient to come to him and say, I am ill, please do something for me. No, it was the doctor who was reaching towards them, who was going towards them and saying, I'm here to give you relief, to give you the message of Allah. Cannot we be that person? I saw someone in Pakistan doing wonderful job. What he was doing, he had holidays on Saturday and Sunday, weekly holidays. So on Saturday, he will go to a village, he will stay there, the whole day he will stay there. On Sunday, he will go to the next village, he will stay there. He will ask people what are their problems, will bring some sort of medicines, some food stuff with him. Just he will sit with people and ask about their problems. And somehow he will explain 3-4 traditions of Ahlul Bayt. A few commands of Ahlul Bayt. And that's all. And he could change the lives of, I cannot say how many, but that was more than 25 villages he could change. More than 25 villages. Easily. And I don't know how many of them who were changed partially. He had a list, a big list of all of them. Now, by sparing only weekends, he could do this. And what we will say? We will say, we have weekends to spare for our families to have rest. So this is my right to have rest. And the religion, it should seek someone else to do his job. Why not I? If he could do on every weekend, cannot you do once in a month? Once in 2 months? Cannot you spare that much of your time? 5% of your amount which you have saved, cannot you spare it? I think you and I are very responsible. I don't know how we will answer it, but okay, you are responsible for everything. Inshallah, a time will come when all these efforts will come together, and inshallah Imam will appear, and then we will see the success. I wanted to explain some of the realities which a person will face in his grave, and that was important. I think I will try to have some time for this reality inshallah tomorrow, or if I could not do that on 11th of Muharram, see how much we can do this. Sallu ala